Good morning. Hello, hello. It's Sunday, and I am here with your weekly audio lovegram. It is 7:54. I'm making this a little later than I usually do on Sunday mornings. This morning, I decided to do a guided meditation when I first woke up. I have a bunch of meditations by a teacher, Joe Dispenza. Some of you may know of him, and I love his meditations. And it was interesting because one of the things that happened was at the end of listening to this meditation, I just sort of got this message that my lovegram today should be focused on play. And that was, it was interesting. Normally what happens is I turn on the recorder and just wait to see what arises, but it kind of arose before I even turned on the recorder. And then what happened was I came into my office and I had my coffee, and out of nowhere, or actually that's not true, it wasn't out of nowhere, out of life, life dropped in this song. And I'm going to play it for you. I don't even know if you really can call it a song, but I'm going to play it for you. And any of you who are of my age, I'm 55, so anywhere around that might remember this. Okay, you ready? Here you go. This is all part of our play theme for the day. I wish you could see the video because there's six dancers and they're wearing polka dot shirts and doing a really funny little dance. I think this was obviously created in the 60s. Oh, they're stars. They're not polka dots. Stars on their shirts. I guess it's very 70s. So, those of you who know this song, it's called Popcorn. I'm sorry, I'm so enchanted by this dancing. I can barely stand it. Okay, I'm gonna have to pause it so I can talk to you. They're making a bridge with their hands and people are dancing in under them. So this is a song called Popcorn by Hot Butter, which I just love. It says, dancers dancing Hot Butter's 1972 hit. I don't know if this is true or not, but when this song dropped in my mind this morning, the other thing that dropped in is that I used to call a phone number that was time and temperature, which it seems really weird, but I know that that's true. Like there would be a number you could call and it would tell you what time it was and what the temperature was, which I don't even understand how that makes sense. Like how did it know where you were calling from? Maybe there was a local number. Oh, there would have had to be a local number because the time would be different everywhere and the temperature. But I remember this popcorn song playing on that time and temperature, like as the intro or the outro, I don't know. Anyways, someone tell me if that's true or if that was your experience. But I guess if it was local, it would have been different for everyone. The mind is so interesting, isn't it? Life is so interesting. So anyhow, here's what happened. So I did that meditation this morning, and I know why the idea of play dropped in general, which is that when I first woke up, which is why I did the meditation, I noticed all this anxiety. And the reason was because I started thinking immediately about this long, long list of things that I'm supposed to do today. Now, these are just, of course, right, my own long list of things, but I realized that it was like I was so boxed in by all these things. This is never ending. Like, I wouldn't even be able to do a fourth of them, much less, you know, the ridiculousness of having this big long list. So I think what happened was then I thought, you know, I should probably do a meditation and get grounded. You know, this is not how I want to spend a day, right? I don't want to wake up and be anxious. I got up at, it was like 5:45, right? Or so I was like, wake up and already be anxious about the day before the sun has even fully come up. So I did the meditation and that came up about play. And then life very generously dropped in. Here, let's listen to just a little more. I mean, really, like, it's impossible, I think. Well, it might not be impossible. Maybe this song could make someone anxious, actually. I was going to say it's impossible to be anxious. It's impossible to be anxious if you were watching them. I might have to put this link. I will, actually. Oh my God, this is so funny. I'll put the link for you because I do really think it might be impossible to be worried or anxious if you're watching these people in the 1970s in their star shirts bopping around. It's so funny. So here's the other little miracle that happened. So first it was that, right? This song dropped in, which is really a joyful song. It's silly song. It's anti, oh my goodness, I have so much to do. How will I ever do it? How will I jump over all these hoops? You know, that kind of conditioned mind, blah, 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 about what needs to be done in life and who we need to be and how we need to be and what success means and all of that stuff. And it switches over to joy and play. And then, so I brought into my studio, I had a letter that had come in the mail yesterday that I hadn't opened because we didn't get the mail till really late last night. And I thought, oh, I'll open it in the morning. And I hope that Ren is listening to this because it was from Ren. And Ren is a part of our community. And she had created this beautiful card. It's just, it's gold and black and has these beautiful hearts. And she said, I call this Imperfect Hearts, which in itself is just absolutely beautiful. And in it, here's what I want to say. This is where life is so amazing. I open it up and there's, I hope it's okay I'm sharing this. if you call me yelling at me, I'll know that I know I shouldn't. But I think, I mean, you're such a playful person and you're so creative. And I think you'll be okay. I just realized that. Oh, well. I hope this is. Anyhow, I think Ren will appreciate it. It says, Sherry, happy decoding. And the card is written in code. And there is this sweet little, I'm going to enclose a photo. There's a sweet little decoder included, which I haven't yet decoded the message because I was absolutely delighted. Sometimes I like to sit with things like this because the delight lasts longer. I can kind of relish it. So a couple of things, right? So one is that Ren sent me something that was playful and fun, and I opened it at the exact moment when I woke up knowing I was going to need some play today and that I was readjusting my mindset and that I was going to be talking to you about play. So that in itself, right? Isn't that, it's beautiful. And then the other thing is, last week, if you heard the audio Lovegram, my mother had been encouraging me, she always says, tell your people to write more letters. And I'm pretty sure that was last week, or if not last week, the week before, but I think it was last week. And, you know, so my mom is always saying, write more letters, tell your people to send cards. And so it was also this beautiful thing that it's like Ren kind of, you know, she spoke to last week's audio Lovegram at the same time speaking to this week's, which we would have had no idea that it was about play. But I think that that's how life is, right? When we get out of, for me in this case, like, so I woke up into monkey mind, or as my son used to call it when he was little, which I love, Squawky Polly mind. I love that. It really fits it, like, wah, 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 you know, Squawky Polly mind, or conditioned mind, or whatever you want to call it, reptile brain. Anyhow, when we can get out of that and simply move into a place where we're more sort of aligned with the joy of life, it does feel like miraculous things happen, synchronicity and, you know, things like this, right? Well, and the other thing I wanted to say, because this is a piece of it, is that when I walked in the office, I had yesterday, I actually got a beautiful, beautiful postcard from somebody else in our community, Carolyn. And she had on this, do you guys remember, there's this paper that's kind of covered in black. And then when you scratch things off, color appears. They're called magic scratch-off cards. And I had sent them to some people that were in my coaching group because to me, these scratch-off cards are the perfect metaphor for when we're in the dark. You know, when we're in the dark and we just need a little pinprick of light or color, a spark of something. These cards are kind of like that, right? You make a little scratch and suddenly in the darkness, in that sense of despair, there's suddenly all this like bright, surprising beauty that is amazing. And anyways, Carolyn had, Lord knows how she did this. She wrote a whole thing on this in beautiful handwriting, and it's in rainbow colors because of the scratch off. But I had it on my altar, and then for some reason yesterday, I moved it and propped it up against my computer. I don't know why, but when I came into the studio, that was the other thing I saw, which is also a sense of play. So both of these beautiful people, you know, so both of them kind of were following what I was talking about last week, you know, send people something in the mail. It's really, really fun. And believe me, I totally experienced that in both of these cases this week, to receive personal mail that is also colorful and joyful and grateful and beautiful. Amazing, right? It's such a gift. But also that when I looked at Carolyn's scratch-off card, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, it's so, just like Ren's card, they're so full of creativity and they're so full of life. And so I wanted to speak to that, you know, how we bring play into our lives and into the lives of others, right? So, gosh, I can't believe I've already been speaking for 12 minutes. What have I said? I guess I talked a lot. Here we go. Let's go listen to popcorn again. I guess the point is, the main point I think is for you to watch this video and if you feel like it, try and dance like they're dancing. I think that'll change your whole entire day. It might change your week. That, I think that's it though. I think that was what the call to action for me was, to go to that place myself. And the fact that then I was assisted by these beautiful people in my community and by this song dropping in, and that now the day is sort of set differently. You know, I've primed the day in a different way than it would have been if I had just jumped out of bed anxious and starting to knock things off that long list, probably, you know, fairly unconsciously is how I would have done it. And definitely not with a lot of joy. Whereas now, it's not that I might, you know, obviously still do some things on that list, but it's with the intention to do them in a different kind of spirit, right? And also, there are choices I'm going to make about what's on that list. For one thing, I'm going to start with ukulele after I send you this message. I've been going through classes on YouTube about how to play the ukulele. And so I'm going to start there. And there's a writing class that I joined that I had to miss the first session because of work. So I'm going to do that today. Like, so things that are on my list that are also really feed the soul and contribute to a sense of play. So I want to encourage you today. Think about this as you're listening to this, watch this popcorn video, and think about how can you bring play into what you're doing today or into the lives of someone you know. All right? So here we go. I'll send you off with the rest of this popcorn song. May you have a really colorful, at least colorful few moments today, you know? And if they aren't in your day already, try and look for them. Try and create them, okay? Love to you. Bye-bye.